I don't know why you get shy when the camera starts, because you were just doing a gorgeous impression of Shaggy.
Yeah, that
Yeah, I'm not gonna try and do Shaggy. How are you, mate? You well?
I've seen you do Shaggy
I'm
before.
sure you have.
I'm doing very well, actually. Yeah, I know you probably don't get a lot of this, but the sun is shining. I can see the beach from my window, and life is a beach. And maybe
Life is a
that's
bitch.
what you
That's
think of me.
beautiful. And I know you probably don't get a lot of this, but I've had a lot of like compliments recently on the way I'm handling myself. So yeah, good. I wanna listen, trench tips, it's short. People aren't here to fuck spiders, they wanna get into it. I wrote this on my phone last night and I thought I'd share it with you because it's something that we're kind of working on at the moment. So it's a LinkedIn post. I probably would have posted it by the time this episode airs. But I'll give it you and you tell me what you think and what you take away from it. So many salespeople cling on to deals that are never going to land, pushing the opportunity date further in the future, clinging on to hope. The more you can't let go, the more mental space it controls. Close the file, move on, get over it. In the same sense you would with the spring clean, tidy up your pipeline. You'll feel so much better. Remember, you will die.
You have to die at the end. We all have to die to live. Beautiful. Yeah, I think this has been like a linchpin moment in my career. That bit of like, it's time to be a bit more ruthless and get rid of stuff. I do want to preface this with when I started having more of an approach of, I want to use my words lightly with this because it is being more ruthless, but perhaps more realistic is the right word to use. But when I started being like that, my employer at the time was quite unhappy with a lot of the things that I was doing as a result. There was the close the file emails. There was the let's just agree to say no if we don't arrive at X outcome by the end of this call. There are all these little tools that often your employer might not be happy with. And what we've got to imagine is the employer tends to have a boss who might be a shareholder. And the shareholder wants to
Chairman,
see
yeah.
activity and pipeline and hope. Whereas, weirdly, the salesperson doesn't want to see that. The salesperson wants to just see yes and no.
I think that if you did it over a grand scheme and you'd like tidied up your pipeline and you got rid of everything, I'm sure that the employer probably didn't believe in it and they thought they've got people to kind of please as well. But I also think that when you close the file, you don't know they might come back. Okay. And I think you probably, not you, the royal you, will maybe lose. I say lose, although you can't lose, but there'll probably be like one deal that if you'd continue to chase, it might have gone through. But if it was going to happen, it was going to happen anyway. I think it's more like I'm thinking about it from like a bit of a law of attraction and a mental clarity point as well. Like if you have the approach of like abundance and there's no attachment, that's where like the suffering comes in. We know what Buddha says, but like having that attachment to it and really being like weighted down, as much as you might not call the opportunities every single day, you come in, you look at your pipeline, you might have a conversation about it, you think about it, you wonder why they're not, you have a negative thought, oh, they've probably gone with a competitor. It's so much time and energy wasted.
Yeah, and that guy's going to be commenting right about now. He always says, "Can I get an hour alone with Jack? Jack's so gorgeous," in the YouTube comments because of what you just said. Because it was very nice. If I could barbecue it and stick it in a bun and chase it around the playground with its own chips, I would. The another way of thinking about this, right? If you think of the purpose of a salesperson is to help facilitate decisions, this is another thing to think about. I think Marcus Kauke might have said this. But if the purpose of a salesperson is to help facilitate decisions, all the strain comes off you so long as you can help someone get to a decision. So if you think of your purpose is actually just to not get someone to a let's think about it, maybe, might do. And actually, a hard yes and a hard no are both equally valuable functions, then you're good. You're okay. So you go into conversations are much lighter if you're doing that. And that's just the role that you play. So it's not resting everything on black I'm rolling the dice and betting the house on it, and it has to come in black, otherwise I lose the house. It's actually hedging your bets and spreading it, but trying to focus on the skill of not leaving a call with a maybe and a might do. And I heard you say this to someone recently, Jack, around sometimes we will make decisions for people just to test the waters. And so if someone's at a, look, it's definitely not a no, but I probably need a month or two to, and it's getting a bit like that, me and you will often say, I tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to put you in the no camp. And then if you come back to me, it'll be a nice happy accident. Would that be unreasonable? Most people, you see the relief. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's do that. And that'll tell you something. It was a no all along. They just didn't feel comfortable telling you.
And you know what? So, like, this is, I'm glad that you said that, because that was my next point. Like, you got there first, which is good, which shows that, but it shows that I actually do have good ideas once in a while. But so I got a meeting put in my diary today by somebody that I had a conversation with. One of my team booked it from a cold call. I had a conversation maybe 3 or 4 months ago. We then said that they weren't in a position to go there. So I was like, okay. But they were like, but I want to kind of kick it off. Let's catch up in a month. I was like, okay, well, we can either leave it and you can reach back out, or we can put something in the diary. Put something back in the diary. Is there any reason you're not going to be there? No, I'm going to be there. He attended. Listen, we're no further along. I said, listen, let's call it a no for now. You know where we are. We're not going to go anywhere. If you get to the point where you want to book it back in, we can just do that. Is that fair? Yeah. Because he doesn't know where he's at. He knows that he's going to have some pain in the future. That's what we uncovered. But he's not there yet. So there's no point like moving forward. He's not in our pipeline, as you know. He was in the pipeline at one point, but he's not in our pipeline at the moment. This morning, Calendly Link booked with him and somebody else from the team. Because it's like, the process is there. Like, you come back to it if the time is right, if you deal with it accordingly. I think so many people think the way sometimes we talk about the way we treat it is like rude, direct. I can never speak to people like that. That's not the way. It's just by saying, like, listen, I'm going to remove all the strain. Don't stress about it. I'm a salesperson. I can take rejection. Let's just stick it down as a no. And they'll either fight you on it and defend it, or they'll agree. And the chances are it was going to be a no, but they just struggled. Say no. One of the other things you can do is, like you would with the upfront contract, and you can just add this. If it's something you're getting quite a lot, people tend to like you. Listen, can I be really honest with you? Sometimes we get to the end, and because we've had a great conversation, people just can't tell me no. So if we get to the end, I'll probably push you on it a few times. But if it is a no, can you just tell me so I don't have to chase you? They'll probably laugh. Yeah. Just doubling down on that upfront contract. You've got me. I'm feeling fired up now. You've got the brain going. Minimalistic salesperson. I don't know what that is, but that's a phrase that I want to stick with.
Something in there. But I do think the root cause, as much as we can give the skills and the tricks and the tips, the root cause is not having enough in the pipeline. That's why often people are going into these like, well, I have to close it. And I've been there. There's no judgment from me. I've been there where I'm thinking, I could try hard today. But I've got that big deal next week. I've got that catch-up call next week with that big deal. And actually, it's just in the diary as catch-up call. It's not in the diary as closing call or something that's got like a final thing. And you're going to ring back next week and they're going to say, give it another month, and then you haven't built any more pipeline. So actually, what me and Jack are talking about, you only really get with freedom. And it's a bit of a manifestation-y type term, but that abundance mindset of there's plenty going on anyway. So if you're coming along for the ride, great. But if you're not, you don't have to. And I'll be ready when you do, if you look at it in the future. Having that mindset when you go in, it comes across. The other person feels it, don't they? They see you and they think, this feels a bit different. You're not just trying to push me over the edge. You're not trying to just promise me the world and get in my pants. Well, maybe I am.
And there have been times where we've like had targets to hit as a business.
Sorry.
We've had to get, we were playing spin the bottle and my mum caught us. But there was times where we've been like, and I've gone into calls before, like, this is us, bread and butter. We'd be able to smash this campaign. And I go in like an eager puppy and I let them walk all over me, and you lose it because you're attached to the outcome. So moving forward, none of that. I'm abundant. I am loved. I'm confident.
I am brave.
Exactly, exactly. So hopefully there's something in there for the listeners at home. I'd like to give you a task, if you've made it this far, just to prove you've made it this far. I'd like you to start a chat on LinkedIn with Marco Alfonso Rogers.
You're obsessed.
And the last person that you message on LinkedIn, and just say, thought it'd be good for you two to connect, and then leave the chat. I want you to screenshot that you've done it and send it over to me, and I'll give you £100 if you do that.
You might struggle to find Marco Alfonso Rogers. His name is Marco AR, and he works at Air Marketing. He's about 4'2".
Yeah, 4'2". So message with the last person you spoke to, and Marco, I thought it'd be good for you two to connect. No other context. Leave the chat, but make sure you screenshot it and send it to me, and I will give you £100 for that.
Cash in the bank. Readies at the ready.
Cash money. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out. See you next time.
Thank you.